Almost finished. Hey, I think we got everything this time.
Yep. This is gonna be the surprise party to end all surprise parties.
Hey, look at these party favors. Dee's gonna love them. Kids are crazy about these things. I love to see their little faces light up when they see them. Can I have one, Raj?
Wayne, tomorrow our little Dee will be 14 years old, which means she is no longer this little.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But somehow I can't forget the day Mama brought her home from the hospital. Those tiny little feet. Those tiny little hands. And that great big mouth.
Yeah, that's how Dee.
Yeah. Hey, I'm really proud of us the way we kept the surprise party a secret. It's not easy keeping anything a secret from Dee.
Yeah, well, look, let's get this place decorated.
All right. Hey. I'll get it.
All right.
Dee! Just a minute. Again, I gotta get these hinges off. Are you holding on to the door? Dee, what happened? You were supposed to take my books to the library.
I know. I gave them to my girlfriend Julie. She's gonna do it.
Oh, good.
Why won't you let me in?
Huh? Who said I won't let you in? Well, my little sister's welcome here anytime. Guess who's here, everybody?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Dee, I'm so glad you could stop by. You know, we haven't had a chat in such a long time. So how you been? How's little Earl? It's getting dark outside. You better go. Bye.
I've got plenty of time.
Oh.
Get a new hat?
Hat? Oh, this hat. Oh, well, one of the customers down the soda shop left me this hat as a tip.
Shirley, now that's ridiculous. Nobody does that.
What do you mean? Haven't you heard the gentleman tipping his hat?
Now look me in the eye and tell me that story again.
What story?
Well, I figured that this hat was for my surprise party tomorrow.
I'm sorry, guys. I blew it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we might as well call everybody and tell them Dee found out.
Yeah, too bad. Since the party's off, let's eat.
Hold it. I haven't seen a thing. I didn't struggle through these 14 years not to have a surprise party. There's one more thing. Raj, I believe this is yours.
This is the guest list. Wait a minute. Who out of all these names on here? There's a dozen more.
I did, and it's 15 to be exact.
15 more guests?
To you, there are 15 more guests. To me, there are 15 more presents.
That's okay, no problem, little Earl. Little Earl, check.
This is for Dee.
Oh. Now, one small package attractively wrapped in blue ribbon over a brown paper bag.
Hey, all right, little Earl, man. Where you get this jacket? I like that.
From the new club I joined.
Yeah?
Hey, how about that? Little Earl is growing up?
Yeah.
The Vultures? Man, that sounds like a pretty mean group.
Yeah, it's a jungle out there. You're either a vulture or a pigeon.
Oh, little Earl, you don't want to grow up believing that. I mean, there are some decent people here who are not vultures or pigeons.
That's not what Bobby Farrell says.
Bobby Farrell?
He's our leader.
Hey, man. Isn't that the same kid that was thrown out of the third grade for long sharky?
He says it was a bum rap. Where's the girl in my dreams? She'll flip when she sees me in this.
Hey, everybody, here comes Dee. Quick, get in the closet with me.
I thought you said she already knew about the surprise party.
She does. I just want you to get in the closet with me.
Okay, come on, everybody, get ready. Come on, rerun the head.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Ms. D. Thomas!
Birthday.
Happy birthday, D.
Wow, yesterday you're my little girl, but today you're my old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a wish and blow out the cameras. Yay!
Did you make a wish, Dee?
Uh-huh.
You think it'll come true, Dee?
That depends. Do you think they could gift wrap the Bank of America?
Now, Dee, I've got the cake. You start the dancing.
Hey, dancing, great.
Hey.
Come on, Sweet Cakes, let's swing it. You're not Sweet Cakes. Oh. Cutting in, fella.
We're dancing.
Hey, I said I'm cutting in.
Hey, come on, little girl.
When a vulture says cutting in, he means cutting in.
All right, don't hit me, don't hit me.
Do you know how to dance, little girl?
Does John Travolta have hair?
Bobby Farrell, what's going down?
I'm looking for one of my vultures. Hey, Barnett.
Oh, hi, Bobby. Come on in.
No chance. We got a vulture meeting. That means you.
But it's Steve's birthday.
Yeah, and we're right in the middle of my party.
The vultures are meeting right now.
Oh, sure, Bobby.
Then move it.
Hey, wait a minute, Bobby. Come on. Take it easy.
When the leader of the vultures says move, a vulture moves.
Well, bye, Dee. Bye, everybody. Nice party. Guess I gotta go.
See you later. All right,
see you later, little girl.
Hey, little Earl's keeping fast. Cutting in.
Yeah, we're gonna have to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
But right now, let's party!
Yeah.
All right. May I have the honor of this dance, Ms. Thomas?
Well, how'd you make out, little Miss Rockefeller? Hey, looks like a pretty good haul.
Yeah, not as good as Christmas, but better than Halloween.
Oh, I just love this.
Oh, that's from Raj.
Yeah, he knows the inner you. Hey, I hope you like my gift.
Oh, this diary is great. You want to hear what I've written so far?
No, no, no. You're not supposed to tell anybody what you write in your diary. Let's just take a peek. Today, I celebrate my 14th birthday. That's pretty good. My heart raced with fiery passion as Ricardo pressed his hungry mouth to mine. Two strong arms crushed the breath from my body as Ricardo held me closer, closer, and closer. Dee, who's Ricardo?
Nobody. But 30 years from now, who wants to read, "Today I shook hands with Rerun"?
So what else did you get?
Well, there's this thing I got from Little Earl.
Yeah. What is that?
I think it's a necklace.
No, it looks like a flea collar for Godzilla.
I know. But Little Earl's such a nice little kid, and I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, so what you gonna do?
The decent thing. Tomorrow I'm gonna take it back and get the money.
Okay.
Come in.
Are you the store manager?
Yes, I'm Mr. Bradford. What can I do for you?
Well, the lady out front sent me in here. I want to return something.
Oh, why are people always returning things? Well, let me see your sales slip.
I don't have one.
Sorry, no sales slip, no refund.
Well, can I exchange it for something else?
All right, let's see what you've got.
This necklace.
Oh, Well, this is from our fine costume jewelry collection. I don't know, why would anybody want to return a fine... Well.
Well, what can I get for it?
I'd say between 5 and 10 years.
What are you talking about?
This merchandise is stolen.
Stolen? Bye.
Yeah, wait a minute, young lady. Sit down. You're in deep trouble. You kids today are really something. What nerve? First you shoplift jewelry and then you try to exchange it. Why don't you shoplift from a store where you like things?
But I keep telling you, someone gave me that necklace for a birthday present.
Who was it?
Look, if I was going to steal something, why would I take that ugly thing?
Ugly? Bite your tongue. That is not ugly. That's a fine piece. Now, look, if you didn't steal it, then who did? You just tell me and then you'll be in the clear.
Look, you can't hold me like this. I know my rights. I'm entitled to one phone call.
That's right. And I'm going to make it. To your parents.
My parents?
Mm-hmm. What's their number?
They don't have a phone.
Either I call your parents or the police.
555-7735. Rerun, are you eating again?
Well, I figured after all that junk food I ate at the party, I owe my body something nutritious, like this health food cereal.
And these chocolate chip cookies? Health food bologna.
Health food bologna? What a great idea, Raj.
I will. You're liable to eat the phone. Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Thomas?
Yes, it is.
This is Mr. Bradford from Bradford's Jewelry Store.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't buy anything over the phone.
I'm not selling anything. Mr. Thomas, do you have a daughter?
Well, none that I know of.
Mr. Thomas, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
There's a young lady here named Dee, and she gave this as her parents' phone number.
Dee? Oh, that daughter, right.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard. Kind of hard to keep track with 12 kids. What seems to be the problem?
Well, it appears that she seems to have done some shoplifting.
Dee, shoplifter? I can't believe that.
No. Shoplifter, not my Dee.
Well, may I suggest that you come down here as soon as possible, and it might be well to bring your wife along with you?
My wife? I'll be right down there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Raj, what wife?
What shoplifting?
What's happening?
That was Bradford's jewelry store. They said they caught Dee stealing.
Dee stealing?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, this is serious. Look, I don't want to upset Mama. So I'll just go down there myself and try to settle it. Now, all I need is a wife.
Don't look at me, I have a headache.
Look, why don't you have a heart and let me go? I'm not a criminal. Yesterday was my birthday. I'm only 14.
Yes, and Billy the Kid was only 14 when he gunned down 6 people.
It was only 2.
It was 6. I saw the movie.
It was 2. I read the book.
Never mind. The point is, he was caught and hung.
He was shot.
Good. He was shot and hung. Serves him right. Hello. Oh, send them in. Bell, your parents are here.
They are?
Oh, Dean!
Mama?
Oh, my little baby. Oh,
Mrs. Thomas, I'm sure it's very difficult for you. Why don't you just sit down?
Oh, yeah, my afternoon's shot. I mean, this just blows my PTA meet.
There, dearest darling. Pumpkin face. Pull yourself together.
Okay, I will, apple pie.
Now, my good man, would you be so kind as to explain the particulars of the charges that you have leveled against my darling daughter?
Well, not only did she steal this necklace, but she had the nerve to bring it back and try to exchange it.
But I keep telling you I didn't steal it.
Easy, easy now, child. Let me take a closer look at this thing here. You know, my eyesight's been failing me lately ever since I put on these glasses. Oh, this thing is ugly.
Let me see it, sugar dumpling.
Okay, love, boy.
Honey, laugh.
Oh, angel pie.
Why would anybody in their right mind try to steal this piece of garbage?
It so happens that garbage is in this year. And your daughter did steal it.
That's a very serious accusation, Mr. Bradford. Could we speak to our daughter alone, please?
Well, very well, but be quick about it.
Thank you.
They need sharpening.
Thanks for coming.
Isn't that the necklace little Earl gave you?
Yeah, I think he stole it from me, but I didn't say anything because I don't want to get him in trouble.
Mm-hmm. But you do know that you can go to jail for this, right?
Yes, I know, but so can little Earl.
Boy, well, I'll think of something.
Yeah, we better think of something fast before your mustache falls off.
Well, you ready to talk?
Almost.
Mr. Bradford, you see, this is all a big mistake. Our daughter received that necklace as a gift from a very close friend of the family.
What was the friend's name?
I'd rather not say.
Mrs. Thomas?
I'd rather not say.
Then you both refuse to talk.
Yeah, I mean, after all these years, that's what's kept our marriage together.
Well, then you leave me no alternative except to turn your daughter over to the police.
Hey, whoa.
Mr. Bradford, let's not be too hasty. Perhaps we can settle this.
Yeah, why don't we just pay for the necklace?
Oh, no, people just think they can buy their way out of everything. That's the trouble with the world today. Morals are bad, ethics are bad, scruples are bad.
We pay cash.
Cash is good. $39.37.
For that piece of junk?
$39.37? That's robbery. Call the cops.
Very well.
Wait a minute. I said I'll pay for it.
Well, where are you gonna get the money, child?
From Dada.
Sweet cakes. Rod said he had something for me. I bet I know what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
A big kiss for the birthday present I got you.
Wrong. It's a big bill for the present you gave me. $39.37 payable on demand, and I'm demanding it right now.
Uh-oh.
Earl, why did you steal that necklace?
I can't tell you. I'm sworn to secrecy.
I almost went to jail for you.
You did? Wow, you'd have done that for me?
I said almost. Now I figure you owe me an explanation.
Well, okay, Dee. The stealing part was for the Vulture's initiation.
Well, couldn't you say you didn't want to do it?
Yeah, but I really wanted to be a member of the club.
But it's wrong to take things that don't belong to you.
I'll never do it again, honestly.
You better not, or you can kiss me goodbye.
Can I do that anyway?
No.
Don't be mad at me, Dee. I'll figure out some way to pay for that necklace.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Wow, what a great day.
I'll draw up a long-term contract with easy payments at 6%. I'll make it 5%. You're a friend. Okay, now, you're not gonna stay in that gang, are you?
What do you mean? I passed the initiation, and the Vultures are the toughest gang to get in.
And they make you feel important?
Yeah, they make me feel like a man.
Okay. Here's your necklace. Take it back.
That's a gift from me to you. It's yours. You paid for it.
Do you really think I would wear a necklace from a baby vulture?
Baby?
That's right. You think that I, a 14-year-old, would be proud to tell people I got a necklace from a punk 9-year-old kid who needs a gang to make him feel important? Take it.
T.
I'd rather wear a necklace from a 5-year-old who feels important because I like him, not because a gang likes him. Or a 3-year-old who just feels happy with himself for being a nice grown-up 3-year-old.
Dee.
Or a 2-year-old.
Dee, I'd be very proud and happy with myself if you were wearing this when I came back.
Where are you going?
To de-vulture myself.
I think I handled that pretty well for a 14-year-old.
You know, I'm really proud of Dee. She handled little Earl beautiful.
Yeah, he's all devultured now.
And I'm proud of little Earl, too. He went down there to see Mr. Bradford, and he faced the music.
Yeah. What's gonna happen to him?
Well, for the next few months, he'll be down at Bradford's jewelry store washing $39 worth of windows.
Rod, speaking of washing windows, how did it feel to be married to Shirley?
Well, now, Shirley is everything a man could want. She's kind, considerate, gentle.
Hey, you bums gonna sit around here all day?
And then there's the other side of her.
Yeah. Hey, let's scampy move. You know, this is not a place for you to live. This
apple dumplings.
Apple dumplings. Sugar pie. I don't want to hear
about
that.
No, we are going to
move. No. I will make you.
No, back. Hey. Back, Shirley.